And at this concert, their common cause takes the form of a celebration, ringing in the year 2965. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Portland, Oregon.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
Support comes from Country Financial, hosting information sessions for farmers throughout the state of Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates on both the federal crop insurance program and the Farm Bill, as well as how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. More information is at countrycrop.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 576 and three quarters, down 5. May, 581 and a quarter, down 4 and three quarters. Soft March wheat, 539 and a quarter, down 8 and three quarters. May, 542 and three quarters, down 9 and a quarter. March corn, 377 and a quarter, down 8 and a half. May, 385 and a half, down 8. July, 391 and three quarters, down 8 and a half. December, 405 and a half, down 6 and a half. January soybeans, 993, down 7. March, 995 and a half, down 8 and a half. July, 1006 and three quarters, down 9. November, 977 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 329.70, down 390. March soybean oil, 32.65, up 11. February live cattle at 156.67 and a half, now 70. Now 67 and a half, down 77 and a half. January feeders are 221.02 and a half, down 52 and a half. And February lean hogs are 75.27 and a half, and they're up 10. Tickets are now on sale for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25, and it includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services will deliver a keynote address. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values in 2015. And we'll have panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. And we may have a surprise or two along the way as well. Call for your tickets now. You can do that at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. We take all major credit cards. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been a volatile week to the downside already with the crop production, WASDE, quarterly grain stocks report, winter seedings report. Thing is, we're having follow-through, and now we're down at some levels that need close watching, I would think.
Absolutely. We came in and we actually tested the March 100-day moving average on corn, and we're trying to bounce back off of it. You know, if we break through that, then it's likely that we're going to go down into the low 370s like we did back in November, and maybe even lower than that. You know, the big danger is that we've got the funds still very long corn. And, you know, if they begin to bail, if you look at open interest on corn has been kind of back and forth, but yesterday we actually added open interest on a down day. In other words, there was some additional selling that went on, and we'll see once if that verifies, because it used to be one day. We give you pretty much of an idea, not anymore. It takes 2, 3, 4 days in a row, but beans have been steadily adding to open interest on these down moves, and so, you know, you can tell that there's a lot of negativism when it comes to that, and it's not helping anything that wheat is there, too. You know, when you look at March beans, we actually tested an area that we haven't seen since the 20th of November this morning, and November beans themselves haven't gone down to the low that we put in back in December, which was 969 and a half. But, you know, they've gone down to that 975 and three quarters. So all of this becomes targets as we move forward.
Well, it very much this week seems like a risk aversion week, a risk off week. Is the crude oil the linchpin of why it's a risk off week?
I think it is. You know, when you looked at the report, number one, the reports on Monday, even though they were somewhat bullish for corn, I don't think they brought enough bullishness for the funds to be able to justify that they're going to continue to buy, and they're going to wait to see what happens with ethanol, because as crude continues to drift lower and put in new contract lows, they know, you know, that profitability at the ethanol level is not great. Now we're losing value on the corn side, which was the DDG price, and that was helping the ethanol people. So, you know, they're going to be watching that extremely close. I think also some of it is just the World Bank coming out and saying that the world growth is not going to be what they thought it was, and that, in light of a higher U.S. dollar, certainly should concern a lot of investors. It should concern all of us.
We saw yesterday that China put a ban on imports of U.S. poultry that included eggs as well as chicks and egg sets. I wonder if that's a leading indicator, though, that suggests that the economic slowdown we're seeing in China is having an impact and then may reflect itself in row crops with cancellations in soybeans.
Well, that is certainly has to be right in the forefront of everybody's mind, because you know, the entire cancellation as far as the chicken goes certainly didn't help corn any yesterday. You know, it put an arrow into the heart of corn at the moment, and that's what I think is we've continuation selling going on because of that, as well as technicals. But The big thing is, you know, we're very well aware that South America is actually harvesting beans. And if we begin to see some cancellations, and it's not uncommon for them to cancel higher-priced beans and buy cheaper beans somewhere else, either here or in South America. And, you know, the trade itself is, you know, as we've talked many times before, Dave, you know, the trade is focused on the future. They're talking about the future. Just like the reports that came out on Monday, that was all traded in, and unless you had big deviations, it wasn't going to make a lot of difference. Well, that's what they're concerned about at this point in time, is the ethanol production and what's going to happen in terms of bean exports, and can we continue to have the strong bean exports that we did have?
Another connection that I've been thinking about is the dollar and crude, and I wonder, unless crude bottoms, the dollar is unlikely to top, or perhaps unless the dollar tops, crude is unlikely to bottom.
They definitely have a relationship with each other, you know, primarily because crude is priced in U.S. dollars all over the world. If you look at a continuation chart on the dollar, 94.32 would be the next target. From where we're at, and you know, thank the Lord that we have a lower crude price, though, because it is priced in U.S. dollars everywhere in the world. That's at least giving those economies somewhat of a break. I can't imagine, you know, that was maybe one of the biggest disappointments when you saw the World Bank come out and talk about the big slowdown going on in the world economies compared to what we had thought, was that they weren't getting any support out of this lower crude price, you know, and so it's the dollar eventually, I think what we're seeing now is we're seeing a market that is reflecting more of perhaps a fundamental side of the marketplace rather than just a fund-driven money side of the marketplace.
What else do we need to keep an eye on?
Well, I certainly think, you know, the livestock situation is a big one. I was surprised on Monday's report when they dropped corn usage by 100 million bushels on the feed side of things. Even though, you know, we're expanding in hogs, we're expanding in live cattle, but you know, there you can definitely see the money moving in that particular market, because cash cattle. Yesterday, I had some guys out in Nebraska sell for 172, and we're sitting at 156 on the futures.
Yeah, you know, it's like $13-14 discount to cash.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and same thing in the feeder cattle and the hogs. You know, we still haven't verified that negative December quarterly hogs and pig report. In fact, the kill this week looks like it might only be even with what last year's was. The big problem hogs have, of course, is packers are pretty well bought a long ways out, and so that makes it tough. But that market definitely has implications for us, too, you know, on the grain side of things.
And thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Talk to you later.
Yep. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. March corn trading 377.5 down 8.25. May 385.25 down 8.25. July 391.75 down 8.5. December 405.5 down 6.5. January soybeans 992.25 down 7.75. March 998 down 6. July 1009 down 6.75, and November soybeans 978 down 8.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.